Please be seated. So, after church last Sunday, as you were leaving the building, one of you, I think jokingly, said to me, "Well, I guess this means we're boycotting Advent." Now, if you've been here the past couple of weeks, you understand that comment. So if not, let me briefly catch you up. 2 weeks ago, it was my turn to preach. It was the Sunday after Thanksgiving, which is always the first Sunday of Advent, but not this year. And luckily, I realized my mistake before I got up here in the pulpit. But it didn't lessen the yearning I knew I was feeling about Christmas. I shared with you that maybe it was some kind of subconscious desire to turn the page and move on to a new season after all we've been through. And that maybe rushing the season this year wasn't such a bad thing after all. And then last week, it was Father Tom's turn to preach. And let's just say that Father Tom turned it up a notch in what may be one of my favorite sermons ever. Let me quote him. It's a quote. "We are living through the dregs of Hurricane Michael. Advent is no threat to us. I'm skipping Advent this year, thumbing my nose at the apocalypse, going directly to Christmas, and celebrating the coming of Jesus all month long. To hell with Advent's darkness and the comorbidity of Hurricane Michael and our stodgy tradition of never singing Christmas carols before Christmas Eve. To hell with all that. Merry Christmas." Now, you may not believe me, but Tom and I really never coordinate what we're going to say in a sermon. What we say up here is what we're thinking, what we're feeling, and how we think the texts of the day are speaking in our own context. Our comments really weren't a concerted effort to boycott Advent. It was just about how both of us were feeling, I guess. And I know it's how you feel, too. But I've spent a lot of time this week thinking about what all that actually means. What does it really mean to want to thumb our nose at Advent this year and go directly to Christmas? It's got to mean more than just holiday music and Hallmark movies. Otherwise, it's nothing more than that than a kind of self-serving introspection that in the long run merely reminds us of what we don't have or what we've lost. And the truth is, I can't answer that question for you. I can tell you only what I think. And my answer came from an old man in a pile of bricks. On two separate occasions this past week, I made a pastoral call at a parishioner's home who lived in a neighborhood where I'd never been before. So, of course, I used GPS to get me there, which we've all learned isn't very useful when there are no longer street signs. But as I weaved my way through that neighborhood, I couldn't help but notice this elderly man working in his front yard. His home looked like everyone else's. It was damaged, had a tarped roof and debris all through the yard. But this man was working on what looked like a small brick retaining wall, or maybe it was like a border around what had previously been a garden that had been knocked down by the storm. And I think the reason I noticed him at first was that it seemed like an odd thing to be spending your time with. There were so many other issues, so many other things that seemed to need attention. And frankly, a decorative brick border wouldn't have been first on my list. It was several days later when I was back in the same neighborhood, once again getting lost, but again passing this particular house. And there he was, with his quickcrete and bricks working away. He really hadn't made much progress, but he was persistent, it seemed. And brick by brick, I imagine that he'll eventually get there. Maybe it didn't seem important to me, but apparently it was important to him. And somehow, this old man and this brick wall became a metaphor for what I need this Christmas to be this year. You see, try as we might, we can't boycott Advent. Advent is about waiting, and much of life is about waiting. There are certain things we just can't speed up. We wait in lines. We wait for test results. We wait for return phone calls and emails and texts. We wait for people we love to come home, or maybe wait for things that we don't want to happen. And we well know that this season we wait for insurance and contractors and roofers and debris removal. Sometimes we wait anxiously, sometimes with dread, sometimes with anger. Or we wait patiently and hopefully and joyfully, but we wait nonetheless. And I guess I've come to the conclusion that what I really need this year is an Advent wait with Christmas hope. We are not simple people. We can anticipate and wait and celebrate all at the same time. It doesn't bother me a bit that we'll sing a few Christmas songs in church during Advent and somehow find some peace in the joy of another time. I'm thankful for a Christmassy Advent that invites us to be fully present in the moment as it is. To be fully present to the person we pass on the street or our neighbor who seems to need help. I need a Christmassy Advent that reminds me of the season's invitation to a deeper understanding of what is both already here and what is yet to come, not seeing or understanding all there is, but rejoicing in what we do see. I want a Christmassy Advent that empowers me with the knowledge that when it all seems insurmountable, that persistence and faith, like wise men following a star or an old man with a pile of bricks, is the only way I know to move from one day to the next in my own inadequate efforts to make straight those paths. One brick at a time, one brick at a time. I yearn for a Christmassy Advent, because the one time of the year when the world celebrates the coming of the one we call Lord really shouldn't be the time that we try to ignore it. Good Lord, has there ever been a time where we more clearly need a little Christmas right this very minute? Our liturgies during Advent will properly and beautifully reflect the longing for that which is yet to come. They will invite us into the anticipation that the season represents. They will remind us of what it means to wait. But let's not let that make us miss the joy and excitement of a season that sparkles like no other time of the year. A brightly lit Christmas tree in the church in December, or a hymn before its time, will not diminish the coming of the Christ child. It simply reminds us of what we already know. Christ has come. Christ is coming. And Christ will come again and again and again. And it is never too early to rejoice in that incredible good news. So rejoice. Merry Christmas. God love you. Amen.